哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with everyone.
今天早上的题目是寻觅真爱。
The topic for this morning is seeking the true love.
我们昨天晚上有提到一个题目，就是从圣经的角度看情人节。
Last night we touched upon the topic, to view Valentine's Day from the point of the Bible.
如果你错过了，就自己回到我们的频道重新听。
If you've missed it, you can go back to the YouTube channel to listen again.
重点就是情人节是有源于外邦的一个节日。
And the main point is that Valentine's begin from a pagan tradition.
在罗马时期啊，是一个非常邪淫、非常淫乱的一个节日。
And in the time of the ancient Rome, it was a very violent and very
sexually immoral.
A sexually immoral and immoral festival.
但是呢，后来的教会啊，天主教呢，把它改成华人天 Valentine 节，这是所谓的情人节。
But in the end, the Catholic changed this into Valentine's Day as a church.
所以我们知道了，我们就不用去跟随社会的这种风俗啊去遵守。
And we know we don't have to observe it according to the traditions of this world.
然而，爱是每个人都在追寻的。
But we still pursue after love.
一个人一辈子，他一定要接受爱，然后要去爱别人。
Everyone must in their lifetime accept love and give love.
如果一辈子他从来没有人去爱他，他也没有爱别人，他的人生是空虚的，是痛苦的，是孤单的。
If a person's never experienced love or have offered love in their life, then their life is very empty.
虽然爱会带给人家某种的快乐。
Love will bring a certain type of joy to their life.
但是世界上的爱也常常有时候会带来人的痛苦啊。
But the love in this world often bring along lots of sorrow.
有一首很有名的诗。
There was this poem.
它是写说，问世间情为何物，直叫人生死相惜。
And it means, I ask the world, what is love? And it can move, can love just move?Some creature or live and die.
有没有听过？如果有读点中文的、英文的英文人可能听不懂，没有看过这首诗啊。但是会中文的。
Chinese, we know this song.
哇，这首诗到底在讲什么
？What is it saying?
其实有个故事。
There is a story behind it.
这诗人呢、有一天呢、经过那个 market 市中心呢，就看到有人拿着两只这个雁的尸体啊。
And this author, one day, he was passing through the market and he saw the person holding two geese.
要卖啊。
And he was selling them.
他就问他，那你两只雁哪里来的？
And the author asked the merchant, where did you get these geese?
那个猎人就讲一个故事。
And the hunter told him a story.
他说我打猎的时候只是打死了一只而已。
When I was hunting, I only hunted one.
但是另外一只啊，他的配偶啊，飞回来看到他的同伴。他的这个可能，他的一对的这个配偶啊，死掉了。
And but the other one, when it came back and saw that its partner had died.
哇，这只雁哦，很伤心啊，在悲嚎的哀鸣。
And this other goose was so sorrowful that it was grieving.
然后呢，就从高空飞下来，头着地，就自己自杀了，就死掉了。
And from high above, it dove into the ground and killed itself.
所以他手上就有两只死掉的雁。
And that is how the hunter got two geese.
哇，这个诗人听了很难过。
And the author heard this and was very sorrowful.
他就把两只都买起来。
And so he purchased both.
给他一起安葬，拉了一个墓碑。
And he buried two with tombstones.
然后呢，就写了这首诗。
And he wrote this song.
意思就是，我想问问这个世界，到底什么叫做爱情啊？
And it means that I want to ask this world, what is love?
会让人家想活，但是也会让人家想死。
That allows a person to live and also allows a person to die.
因为得到爱情很快乐，但是失去爱情往往更痛苦。
Because upon receiving love, you're so much joy, but when you lose it, there's unsaid sorrow.
没有爱情很孤单。
Without love, they're very lonely.
但是有些人被爱情折磨。
But some people are tortured with love.
有些人失去爱情就没有活去的动力。
And some people, when they lose their love, they don't have a motivation to live.
那为什么会这样子呢？
And why is it so?
如果爱情是好的，为什么会有人会有那么痛苦呢？
If love is good, then why is there so much sorrow along with it?
其实原因呢，就是世界上面所找到的爱情。
And the ultimate reason is because the love that's found in this world
不完美啊，
is not perfect.
也没有办法永远的存在。
And does not last forever.
有些时候它发展到一半，它会改变。
Sometimes the love will develop and then change.
或者说本来爱你的人，现在他不爱你了，他离开你，那你就很痛苦。
The person that once loved you no longer loved you, and that causes a lot of grief.
所有的世间的爱啊，尤其是男女的爱啊，都会以三种方式结束。
And all the scenarios of love between a man and woman ends in three ways.
一定是三种其中之一。
And it will end in one of three ways.
第一种就是死亡。
And that is when death ends.
你很爱你的配偶。
You may love your spouse.
但是不可能大家永远活着。
But you will not both live forever.
一定有一个先死的。
One spouse will die first.
很少是一起死。
Very few will die together.
除非一起坐飞机，那飞机掉下来，两个一起死。不然的话，一定有一个先走。
Unless you have met with an accident like a plane crash, then one will always die first.
第二种。
Second.
有人变心了。
That one have changed mind.
我现在爱你，但是我后来我改变，我不爱你，我跑去爱别人了。
That I once loved you, but I've now changed my mind. I love somebody else.
这个也是，这个爱情也会结束。
Then this love would have ceased.
第三种情况，爱情会结束，就是比如说打仗啊，大家分开了，找不到对方了。
And the third scenario is when the two couples are forcefully separated, for example, by war.
像中国内战的时候。
When there was civil war within China.
很多士兵跟着部队跑到台湾。
A lot of soldiers ran with the army to Taiwan.
那一分隔就五十年了。
And when they part for 50 plus years.
下次再碰面的时候，他就早就在台湾娶了老婆了，那这个女的早就改嫁了，没有办法，因为环境的关系。
And due to their circumstances, next time they meet, they already formed their own families.
所以世界上所有的爱情大概会以这三种方式结束。
So the love in this world will always end in one of these three ways.
没有世界的爱情是永远可以存在的。
There's no love in this world that can last forever.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要找真正的爱。
The Bible tells us we need to find true love.
圣经是用希腊文来写的。
And Bible is originally
written in Greek. 那希腊文里面对爱这个字啊，它有不同的字来形容不同的爱。
And it uses different words to describe the different types of love.
第一个字啊，就是形容家庭的爱、亲人的爱 ，storge 啊。
And the first word is a storge, and it means the love between a family.
比如说，跟这个爸爸妈妈啊，或者是兄弟姐，或者不跟父母啊、亲人啊这种家里的爱。
And this is the love between your immediate family members.
第二种呢，就是 philia, 就是这个字形容朋友之间、兄弟之间的爱。
And the second word is philia, and it describes the love between your friends and your brothers and sisters.
人长大都是要朋友。
We make friends when we grow up.
你去学校的话，就交朋友。
When we go to school, we make friends.
这种也是一种爱。
And this is a type of love.
第三种爱呢，就是指男女之间的，或者是浪漫的情欲而发生的爱，叫 eros.
And the third kind is eros, and it means the romantic love between a man and a woman.
为什么你要跟这个人结婚？
Why would you marry a certain person?
为什么你喜欢他？
Why do you like someone?
因为他的外表先吸引你啊。
Maybe because you are attracted by their exterior.
如果你一看到他完全不被吸引，你大概不会想跟他多聊天。
If you saw this person that was never attracted, you probably won't talk to them.
你看到他很漂亮，很英俊哦，那你就跟他交往，到最后结婚了。
You might see a person and find them attractive and continue to talk to them and then eventually become married.
这种爱呢是用肉体的吸引力开始的。
This love starts with a physical attraction.
但是如果爱只有这种开始的话呢，到最后都会结束。
But if love only starts and stops here, then it will
happen. 因为人越来越老啊，进入中年，进入老年，完全就改变。
Because a person will age and they will change.
所以如果只是因为这个人物质上很吸引你，你跟他结婚，到底通常都走不到最后。
So if you've married someone because they're physically attractive, this usually will not last.
那如果有家庭的这个美满呢，那变成亲人的爱呢，就比较办法走在一起。
And if you add on the love of a family, then you may be able to last longer.
但是最后一种爱呢，圣经讲了，就是叫 agape.
And the last kind of love from the Bible is called agape.
这个通常来形容神对人的爱。
And this describes God's love for people.
那这种爱呢，通常有这种特质，就是一种牺牲的，比较无条件的牺牲自己的爱。
And this kind of love describes one that involves a sacrifice.
不是从物质的条件或者是有一些外貌的吸引而开始的。
It does not start with physical attraction or materialistic conditions.
这种爱呢是不会 随着时间或者是环境而改变。
And this love does not change with time.
所以我们要追求，如果你真的想要找真爱的话，要从神那边去找。
If we truly want to find this love, we have to find it from God.
那今天我们就来讲讲这种真爱。
And today we're going to talk about agape.
如果真正的爱啊，得到这种从神来的爱啊，你会很满足的。
If we get this, if we receive this love from God, we will be very satisfied.
我们看雅歌第一章的第二节。
Let us turn to Songs, chapter 1, verse 2.
Song of Songs. 雅歌一章第二节。
Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2.
我们一起读。雅歌一章二节。一二三。愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。雅歌是形容啊，这个新郎与新妇的爱情。
And Song of Songs describe the love between a newlywed husband and wife.
那这个新郎是谁呢？
Who is his husband?
当然是历史的角度，当时的背景可能是指着所罗门王。
And historically, it refers to Solomon.
还有呢，他的新妇呢，就是他所最爱的那一个。
And his bride is the one that he loves.
那其实是个预表。
And this is a symbolism.
这个男的，这个新郎呢，其实是指着主耶稣啊。
This husband actually represents Lord Jesus.
那个女的呢？那个新妇呢？是指着她的教会啊。
And the bride also represents his church.
这是他所拣选的人，他所要救的人啊。
And is the one that he will save.
所以这里说，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
And it says, "Let him kiss me with kisses of his mouth."
亲嘴是在爱人之间那种表达爱的一种方法。
And kisses is a manifestation of love between couples.
那这里形容啊，神跟人的爱也是很亲密的。
Here it describes the love between God and men is very intimate.
神跟人的爱好比一对属灵的夫妻的爱。
The love between God and His people is likened to a spiritual couple.
比酒更美。
And it's sweeter than wine.
如果会喝酒的人呢、他喝得出来好的酒跟不好的酒的分别。
And those who knows how to taste wine would taste different between good and bad wine.
有一些酒啊，哇，很有名的，很有年份的，很贵，一瓶啊，几百块、几千块都有。
And there's some wine who are very famous or have good vintage, then they become very expensive.
如果那些几千块、几万块的会喝的人一喝下去，哇，这个味道很纯啊，非常的回味无穷啊。
And this wine may cost upwards of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, and those who can taste it will know.
但是酒很美吗？
But is wine that good?
第一，喝多了伤身体，伤肝啊。
And if you have too much, then you harm your body, harm your liver.
第二，你这一瓶酒很好啊，但是你喝完就没有了。
Even though this wine may taste very good, but once you finish it, then it's done.
它不能真正满足你的内心。
It cannot fully satisfy you.
酒就是代表世上的爱情，世上的这种快乐。
The wine represents the joy and the love in this world.
无论这个世界物质上给你什么，都不能真正满足你。
No matter what the world has to offer, it cannot truly satisfy you.
但是从神来的爱比世上的酒更美。
But the love from God is better than the wine in this world.
那这个大家都很想得到啊。
And of course, we all want to have this.
那如果有一种爱，它无条件的。
Because if there is a love that has no conditions.
如果有人爱你，不是因为你长得帅，因为不是因为你有钱。
A person loves you not because of your physical appearance or not because of your money.
不是因为很有才华。
Because you're very talented.
一个人爱你不是因为这样。
If he does not love you for all these things.
他就是爱你，没有什么理由。
And there's no conditions to this love.
还有一个人爱你，爱到他会为你死，他为你永远不改变。
If a person will love you to the point of unchanging death.
不单只爱你今生。
Not even just this life.
爱到你永远。
But beyond.
哇，这种爱你不是很想得到吗？
Do we not want to have this kind of love?
但是这种爱哪里找？
Where can we find this kind of love?
我们看新约的提摩太前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书的第一章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
一二三，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。哇，这里说啊，如果一个人呢被神的爱所感动啊，他的爱也会 upgrade 啊，也会变不一样。
And this tells us here that if a person is touched by the love of God, then his love changes.
因为世界的爱为什么让人家失望呢？
Why would we be disappointed by the love of this world?
大家都还想得到爱，但是有时候你得到爱反而痛苦。
We all search for this love, but sometimes when we have this love,
we
may lose it or become grieved.
但是如果这个爱是被神所感动的，从神而来的,
but if this love comes from God,
它会变成upgrade版哦，它会升级版哦。
Then this become an upgraded type of love.
第一呢，这个爱呢会让一个人的心呢很干净，很清洁。
And this love will allow us to have a very pure heart.
还有呢，它会对得起你的良心，你所做的事情完完全全会跟着无愧的良心。
And this love will drive a good conscience.
还有呢，它会生出对你的信心，也对神的信心。
And we'll fathom a sincere faith for the person and for God.
那这种爱太好了。
And this is a very good love.
那到底哪里来？
Where can we find this kind of love?
我们有句话说，喝水你要看哪个是源头啊，饮水要思源。
And there's a saying that when we drink the water, we have to think about where it comes from.
如果那个源头是甜的，它流出来的水就是甜的。
If the source is sweet, then the water will be sweet.
如果这个源头是已经污染的，那喝下去就中毒了。
If the source is contaminated, then this water is no good.
那你要找到真爱。
If we were to find true love.
你一定要去真爱的源头啊。
We have to go back to the source of true love.
那这个源头就是谁了？
And who is its source?
就是神了。
And that is God.
所以我们今天要讲一个爱情的故事。
So today we're telling a love story.
跟情人节没有关系啊。
That is irrelevant to Valentine's Day.
我们的爱情故事也跟巧克力啊、玫瑰花啊没有关系。
And this love story does not have nothing to do with roses or chocolate.
其实整本圣经就是一个最美的爱情故事。
In actual fact, the whole Bible is a love story.
但是这个爱情故事啊，不是一帆风顺的。
But this love story is not all smooth sailing.
这个爱情故事啊，经过很多的波折。
There's a lot of tumultuous scenes.
好，那我们圣经有分两个部分，就是旧约跟新约。
The Bible is divided into the Old and New Testament.
那旧约呢，是讲神怎么样来爱他的百姓，就是以色列人。
In the Old Testament, it tells that God loves His people, and that is the Israelites.
在旧约的时代，神只爱他的选民，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙以色列人，拣选他们。
In the Old Testament, God chose His people, the descendants of Abraham, and loved them.
神爱他们呢，好像爱自己的太太一样。
God loved them as if He loved His own spouse.
那神做这个比喻。
And God used this parable.
我们看以西结书的第16章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel.
16章第3节。 16章第3节。
Chapter 16, verse 3.
我们看以西结16章第3节。
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 3.
一二三， 16章第3节，大声读啊。16章第3节，一二三， 说主耶和华对耶路撒冷如此说：你根本，你出世是在迦南地。 你父亲是亚摩利人，你母亲是赫人。四节。论到你出世的景况，在你出生的日子，没有为你剪时代，也没有用水洗你，使你洁净，丝毫没有撒盐在你的身上，也没有用布裹你。这里是讲什么？
What is it saying?
这里是讲以色列人的祖先呢，他们的那种情况。
This is talking about the ancestors of the Israelites.
这个以色列人的祖先呢，他们啊，其实这个亚伯拉罕啊，也是从外族他们那边出来的。And
their ancestor Abraham, he also came from a foreign land.
那这个以色列人的祖先呢，没有什么好的背景。They
did not have a very esteemed background.
还有呢，这里说啊，他出生的日子好像一个没有人理他的婴孩。
And the day of his birth, he was like an infant that nobody cared about.
我们知道，如果你生了一个小孩子啊，像一个 baby 啊，哇，要给他剪磁带啊，然后呢，要给他洗一洗啊，因为那个胎水啊，哇，白白的，黏黏的，所以我们要把它清洗一下啊。
And we know when an infant just born, you have to cut the cord and then cleanse them of all the fluids.
那古代的人呢，因为没有什么高级的医疗，但是会撒一些盐在这个新生 baby 身上。 给他消毒啊，给他做一个处理啊。
In the ancient times, they did not have good medical or pharmacy. They would sprinkle salt on them to wash them.
那要给他包住，给他保暖啊，不要失温啊。And
to wrap them in swaddling cloth so they stay warm.
但是这里形容啊，以色列人的背景啊，这是很卑微，没有人帮他做这些事。
And this describes the background of the Israelites that they're very lowly. Nobody did this for them.
好像一个婴孩生出来啊，妈妈就不要他了。哎，这个，哎呦，不想要，丢到外面了。
And just like an infant, when he was born, the mother discarded him.
但是神呢，就爱这个没有人要的。
But God loved this person that was discarded.
好，那么再来看16章的6节到8节。
Let's read 16 verse 6 to 8.
这个形容很特别啊。
This is a very unique description.
16章第六节，我们一起读。我从你旁边经过，见你滚在雪中，就对你说，你虽在雪中，人可存活。你睡在雪中，人可存活。第七节。
Verse 7.
我使你生长，好像田间所长的，你就渐渐长大，以其极其俊美。两羽成形，头发长成，你却仍然赤身露体。第八节。
Verse 8.
我从你旁边经过，看见的时候正动爱情，并用衣襟搭在你身上，遮盖你的赤体。又向你起誓，与你结盟，你就归我。这是主耶和华说的。这里用一个爱情故事来形容。
And these are the words the Lord described in a love story.
这是神看到这个被丢弃的婴孩，好像在雪中，没人理他。
And God saw this discarded infant struggling in his own blood.
哎，那就神要救他，这个那就给他救回来。
But God saved him.
等他长大了，给他很好的衣服啊，食物啊，让他长大了，长得很好了。
And allow this infant to thrive and grow.
好，那神就说，好像一个丈夫说，那我要跟你结盟，我要跟你结婚呢。
And just like a husband, God has entered a covenant with this.
这是指着以色列人本来是没有几个人的啦。
The Israelites were few in numbers.
在亚伯拉罕的时代，他们就是一家人而已啊。
At the time of Abraham, they were just one family.
亚伯拉罕的一家人怎么样在这个迦南人生当中生存呢？
How was one family of Abraham allowed to live in the land of the Canaanites?
是好像在雪中啊，会死掉的了。
It's like they were struggling in their own blood; they would just die.
但是神竟然说，你可以活着，我让你活。
But God has said to them that you will live.
然后呢，把他们带到埃及地，让他们那样的成长啊。
And he brought them to the land of Egypt and allowed them to thrive.
从70个人变成几百万人。
From 7 people, it became tens of thousands of people.
Millions.
And millions of people.
然后呢，把他们带出来。
And he brought them out.
那个时候想长大了，成一个成人了。
And they become adults and grown people.
神就说，我跟你立约了。
And God has said, I said, make a covenant with you.
这里所说的启示跟结盟，就是神跟他们立了旧约，这是西乃山之下的约。
And here it says, swore an oath and entered into covenant. This is the covenant of Mount Sinai.
十条诫命啦，还有摩西律法，就好像一个结婚呢。神说，你是属于我的。
And the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law, this is like a covenant and that they have become married.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，当你看到旧约啊，下次你看到旧约，这个是什么约？
When next time you see the Old Testament, what kind of testament is this?
是什么约？
What testament is this?
婚约啊。
It is a testament of marriage.
就神爱以色列人。跟他们属灵上好像结婚，你是属于我的。
God loved the people and he married the people and the people belong to him.
今天不是一样吗？结婚为什么叫结婚？结婚就是你是属于我的，我是属于你的 ，only 啊，不可以属于别人啊。
And what does it mean to be married today? It means that the husband belongs
对不对?
to the wife and the wife belongs to the husband.
还有你答应啊，无论对方长以后长得多丑啊，头发丢光啊，肚子很大啊，皱纹很多啊，破产啊。啊，又癌症了，你都不可以离开他哦，是不是？你答应的，结婚就要答应这个。
And when they get married, it means they agree and promise that no matter what the person looks like or have an illness or become bankrupt, you will still love them.
至少在活着的时候，你不可以离开他。
While you still living, you cannot leave them.
那个这个约是你活着的时候有效的。
Because this covenant is effective when you're alive.
所以神就说，我跟你立约。
And God said, I'll make a covenant with you.
我就只爱你们以色列人。
That I will only love the Israelites.
那你们以色列人也只可以爱我这个真神，不可以去爱别的假神偶像。
And the Israelites, you can only love this one true God and no other idols.
这个故事，这个爱情故事就这样开始的。
And this is the beginning of this love story.
这个不对等的爱情。
This is an unequated love.
我们有时候爱情要对等啊，才会持久嘛，对不对？
And some people would say that both parties need to be on the same footing to be a lasting love.
但是我们外面看到的从童话故事开始，都很希望看到那个不对等的爱情故事啊。
But we see from this world and fairy tales, we often see love that's on different footing.
啊，因为不对等的爱情故事更美一点。
Because this has a different type of beauty.
那个平民女嫁给王子就是不对等的爱情故事。
And for example, you see a common woman marry a prince.
啊，穷人嫁给有钱人就是不对等的故事。
Or a person in poverty marry someone wealthy that is unequated.
那个在高位的，那个比较有资源的，不介意你的卑微，我娶你，这个是不对等。
that a person of higher status or greater wealth does not mind the poverty and but still willing to marry you.
那这种爱情应该更感动那个卑微的人才对啊。
And this type of love is more moving for the one that isn't.
让他对这个爱他的牺牲的更忠诚啊。
So that this person become more faithful.
但是呢，这个爱情故事的 chapter 2啊，下一章呢就来了。
But then there's a chapter 2 to the story.
啊，当你看童话故事啊，都是说，哎，王子跟公主啊，王子平民女跟平民女结婚之后都是什么，快乐的幸福快乐美满啊，过一辈子啊。
Because when we read fairy tales, we see the prince and the commoner marries, and they live happily ever after.
但是圣经这个真实的爱情故事下一章不是这样。
But in the Bible, the next chapter to this love story is different.
这个卑贱的平民女，这个什么都没有的，嫁给国王之后，马上背叛。
When this common servant girl marries the prince, she became rebellious.
她马上 betray， 马上背叛这个老公啊。
And she betrayed her husband.
好，我们看十六章二十五节。
Let us read chapter 16, verse 25.
十六章二十五节。
Verse 25.
好，我们一起读，一二三。你在一切室口上建造高台，使你的美貌变为可憎的，又与一切过路的多行淫乱。再看二十节。
And verse 20.
并且你将给我生的儿女焚烧给他，二十一节，你的淫乱岂是小事呢？竟将我的儿女杀了，使他们惊火归于他吗？到底这个讲什么？
What is it saying?
这里是丈夫啊，很伤心也很生气的发言。
And these are the words of a very sorrowful and angry husband.
他说我那么爱你。
And he says, I love you so much.
我不介意你那么卑微。
That I don't even mind the lowliness.
你要的什么都给你了。
I give you everything you ask for.
但是你怎么对我？
But how do you treat me in return?
你跟别人发生淫乱。
That you have adulterous relationships with others.
啊，这个是让一个男人最心痛的事情，就是妻子背叛他。
And this is one of the most hurtful things for a man is when his wife betrays him.
那这里所指的背叛，不是指物质上的背叛而已，是指以色列百姓抛弃了真神。去拜偶像。
And it symbolizes the Israelites leaving God and worshiping idols.
就好像背叛丈夫一样。
It is just likened to betraying a husband.
不单只是拜偶像，还把当时他们还把自己的孩子拿去杀掉，烧给偶像。
Not only do they worship idols, they sacrifice their own children.
哇，神的心很生气。
And so God was angered.
这个爱情故事，跑到这一章的时候，就是一个背叛的故事。
And when the love story comes to this chapter, it's a chapter of betrayal.
所以旧约这个爱情故事就是一个让人家心碎的爱情故事。
The Old Testament is a story of a troubled marriage.
神很爱人。
God loves people.
但是人，他的选民却不爱这位丈夫。
But his chosen people did not love him back.
对丈夫不忠。
And they were not faithful to this husband.
正常来说啊，如果你看电视剧的话，会怎么演？
If we saw this in a TV show, how would this end?
你被我都有两个可能性，第一就是报仇了，那女的要那个男的要杀那个女的了。
And there's two scenarios. One is the husband will take revenge.
或者是呢，你对我不忠，那我也对你不忠啊，大家一起玩、啊。
Or with the other scenario is if the wife is unfaithful, then the husband becomes unfaithful.
通常这种连续剧啊，狗血啊，通常都是这样演，都会演这种情景。
And when we watch the dramas or soap operas, this is how they end.
通常演这种都是好要有报仇的成分在里面。
And whenever this happens in a TV show, we often see a factor of revenge.
看你用什么方法去报仇。
And there may be different types of revenge.
因为一个人在感情里面受伤了，他都想报仇。
When a person is hurt in their hearts, they want to take revenge.
无论是拿走他所有的钱，或者是让他很痛苦，就是报仇。
And they may want to hurt them or take all their money.
或者杀死他，把他掐死，就是报仇。
Or kill them.
但是神的爱不是这样。
But God's love is not like this.
神被背叛了。
When God was betrayed.
以色列人背叛神了。
The Israelites betrayed him.
神的心是破碎的。
And God's heart was broken.
但是呢，他愿意把这个爱情故事写下去。
But he was willing to continue this love story.
神选择不是用报仇让他们痛苦来写这个故事。
And God chose not to continue this story with revenge.
神的心呢，神本来把所有的爱要给人类，但是人把它掐碎了，把它打破了。
And God was willing to give all of his love to his chosen people, but his people refused.
但是正是因为这个转折点，神要把一个真的爱，真正的爱给人类。
But because of this turning point, God was willing to give this true love to this people.
原来精彩的就是在 chapter 3, 就是我们所谓的新约了。
And but what's more exciting, the story comes in the New Testament.
真正的爱情故事是在神被背叛、神被抛弃、神被伤心之后发生的。
The real love story begins after God was betrayed by his people.
是怎么开始的？
And how did this begin?
其实这个在创世的时候，这个爱情故事已经隐藏在创世纪里面，已经埋下了伏笔了。
And in actual fact, we can see a foreshadow of this in Genesis.
我们看创世纪第三章。
In Genesis chapter 3.
21节。
Verse 21.
创世纪第三章的21节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 21.
请一起读。创世纪第三章第21节。一二三。耶和华神为亚当和他妻子做皮，用皮子做衣服给他们穿。这里是记载亚当夏娃犯了罪了。
And here records Adam and Eve committed sin.
背叛了神了。
They betrayed God.
不能再留在伊甸园了。
And they can no longer stay in the Garden of Eden.
神把他们赶出伊甸园了。
And God casted them out of the garden.
他们本来是用那些无花果树的叶子啊，来遮盖自己的身体。
And they had covered their bodies with leaves.
人类第一件时装衣服是用无花果来做的，无花果的叶子来做的。
And the first garment created by humans were made by fig leaves.
啊，这是在记载在三章的第七节，人类第一件衣服，无花果做的衣服。
And it's recorded in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7.
但是叶子一下就凋干了，就枯干了，就会掉下去了。
But the leaves will wither and fall apart.
那遮不到身体的羞耻啊。
And they could no longer cover their shame.
那神在这个地方为他们造了一件衣服，才赶他们出去。
So here, God made a garment for them before he casted them out.
神对他们很好啊，不让他们外面感冒着凉啊。
And God cared for them greatly that they didn't want them to be outside naked.
也不想他们有羞耻啊。
And did not want them to be ashamed.
神就给他们一人一件皮衣。
So God made tunics of skin for them.
请把这一节画在你的圣经里面。
Let us underline this verse in our Bible.
这一节就是预表神的救恩啊。
And this is a prefiguration of God's salvation.
神真正的爱啊。
God's true love.
什么真正的爱？
What is this true love?
请问皮衣是哪里来的？
Where do you get the skin?
但是皮衣当然是动物来的。
And of course, this came from animals.
但是动物活着的时候，你不能拿它做衣服，一定要把它杀了，皮剥了，处理过才能做衣服啊。
And of course, you cannot have the skin of an animal when the animal is alive, so you have to kill the animal and skin it.
原来神真正的爱在这边已经预表了。
So here, this tells us of God's true love.
很多年之后，神要亲自的来到世上。
That many, many years later, God will come to this world.
以赛亚先知也有预言这个事情。
In the book of Isaiah, prophet Isaiah also tells us this.
虽然你背叛我，但是我还是爱你。
That even though you have betrayed me, but I still love you.
虽然你们不相信我。
Even though you don't believe me.
你们违背我的诫命。
You have gone against my commands.
但是我要亲自来到世上。
But I will come into this world.
好像一只羔羊一样。
Just like a lamb.
我们看以赛亚书53章的第七节。
Let's turn to Isaiah 53, verse 7.
以赛亚53章的第七节。
Isaiah 53, verse 7.
我们一起读哦。以赛亚书53章的第七节。
Isaiah 53, verse 7.
我们一起读，一二三。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。第八节。
Verse 8.
因受欺压与审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打？从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？到底在讲什么？
What is these verses saying?
这里是讲有一只羔羊，这只羔羊替人家死。
There was a lamb that was sacrificed for people.
不单只是被剥、被剪毛，还要皮都要被剥掉，要被杀掉。
And not only was he sheared, he's also skinned and killed.
那还要被人家鞭打，被剪除啊。
And he was cut from the land of the living.
都是因为百姓的罪过。
And it was all for the transgression of the people.
这个真正的爱开始展现出来了。
and here I manifest true love.
真正的爱不是因为你对我很好，所以我才对你好。
And true love is not just treating someone well because they treated you well.
这个是人的爱，人的爱是对等的，你对我不好，我就对你不好。
And that is the consequential love of people.
神的爱是什么？
What is God's love?
你们这些人对我很不好。
Even though these people did not treat me well.
我跟你立了约，什么都给你，爱你了，你们这些人类背叛我。
I have entered into a covenant with you, and yet you've betrayed me.
但是我愿意再爱你们。
But I am willing to continue to love you.
我要亲自来到世上。
I will come into this world.
我要跟你们再立一个约。
And I will renew my covenant with you.
这个约不是用铅笔去签的，也不是用钢笔去签的。
And this covenant was not signed with a pencil.
这次约呢，是用我的血去签的。
And this covenant was signed with blood.
我要为你们流血。
I will bleed for you.
我要为你们死。
And I will die for you.
看看这一次你们会不会被感动。
And he waits to see if we'll be touched by this covenant.
因为这一次我自己亲自下来了。
Because he personally came down himself.
不是在天上跟你们立约了。
He wasn't in heaven making a covenant with us.
是下来用我自己的生命跟你们立约了。
He came into this world and used his life to enter into this covenant.
这一次羔羊是谁啊？
Who is this lamb?
我们看约翰福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
29节。
Verse 29.
约翰福音第一章29节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29.
自己翻圣经啊，约翰福音第一章29节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29.
一起读，一二三。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪、啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”哇，原来这只羔羊就是主耶稣啊。
And in actual fact, this lamb is Lord Jesus.
这个才是真正的爱情故事。
And this is the true love story.
为什么要讲这个？
Why do we talk about this?
因为今天大家都在追寻爱情。
Because every day we're in pursuit of love.
但是人其实不懂得什么叫爱情。
But we don't actually know what that is.
人只是知道说啊，找那个世界上的爱情。
We only know to find the love in this world.
很多人喜欢看韩剧，对不对？
And a lot
你喜欢看吗？
A lot of people would follow Korean dramas.
啊，为什么韩剧很好看？
Why is this? Why do we follow Korean dramas?
Korean drama 特别拍得很美啊。
And there's a lot of
beautiful love story, huh?
There are a lot of beautiful love stories in the dramas.
那通常谁会喜欢看韩剧？
And who likes to watch these?
通常现实生活得不到爱的女人特别喜欢看韩剧。
And it's usually the people who do not receive love in their life.
你越得不到爱，你越喜欢看那种爱情剧。
And the more you are lacking in this love, the more you want to watch these shows.
因为你这是人的心理一种投射。你越得不到，你越哇，你就幻想我是里面那个被那个那么英俊、那么温柔的去追我，就爱我。
And this is the type of compensation you have in your life that because you're lacking in real life, you imagine yourself as one of the characters.
啊，那男生为什么喜欢看那些打打杀杀的英雄剧啊？看的时候就幻想自己是那个英雄吗
？And why would a lot of men like to watch violent shows with heroes because they imagine themselves as the hero?
好了，现实生活越得不到爱的。越想要去看那个。
And those who are lacking in love in their real life likes to watch those.
看了看了，结束的时候也是很痛苦。哎呀，就演完了。
And when the show ends, that is also a type of grief.
那往往有些时候，这些爱情剧的结果也是很悲惨的。
And oftentimes the ending to these love stories are very sorrowful.
看完之后结束就更悲哀。
So when the series end, you're also very sorrowful.
你在现实生活中得不到爱，因为还不认识神的爱。
And we did not receive this true love in our real life because we did not know God's love.
有一些人有家庭啊，但是没有好好爱自己的太太。
Some people have families, but they don't truly love their wife.
有一些人有这个好的家庭啊，但是没有好好去爱自己的丈夫。
And some people have a good family, but they did not truly love their husband.
整天抱怨，整天指责。
They may complain and criticize.
他们不知道怎么用神的爱去爱，珍惜啊。
They have not learned how to value and love in God's love.
所以就过得不快乐。
And so their life is not happy.
那有一些人孤孤单单没有家庭。
For some people, they do not have a family.
所以其实人间的爱没有办法真正的满足我们。
The love in this world cannot fully satisfy us.
但是你不要绝望。
But we are not hopeless.
我们刚刚讲过了，所有的爱情，世界的爱情都是以三个方式来结束的，一定会结束的。
And we mentioned that the love in this world will end in one of three ways.
一个婚姻幸福不幸福也是几十年。
And if you have a very harmonious marriage, it'll be a matter of decades.
有结婚没结婚也是几十年。
If you are not married, that's also decades.
因为这个世界的爱就是短暂的。
Because the love in this world is very temporary.
但是当我们认识神，认识主耶稣。
But when we come to know God,
就会第一，他会教导我们怎么样去爱身边的人。
First, he will teach us how to love those around us.
如果你对现在的婚姻有点不满意。
If you are unsatisfied with your marriage right now,
很可能是你没有用神的爱去爱你的妻子或者是你的丈夫。
Very likely it is because you don't love your husband or wife with the love of God.
你用神的角度去看，你用神的角度去做的话，就算他对你不满意，你会更爱他，去改变他，而不是去指责他或者去攻击他。
If you have the love of God and know the love of God and your spouse is unsatisfied to you in some way, then you will not criticize them.
也不是去报仇。
Will you not take revenge?
因为报仇攻击会得不到爱。
Because in revenge and in attacks, you will not receive love.
你想他更爱你，唯一的方法，你就是更爱他，你要牺牲。
The only way for your spouse to love you back more it is to sacrifice for them.
尤其是弟兄，请弟兄留意，不要打个嘴啊。
And especially for brothers, please pay attention.
这个是特别给弟兄讲。
And this is especially said for brothers.
因为神的角色就是先生的角色，神怎么感化妻子，就是爱。
Because God takes up the role of the husband and how he moves his people is how the husband should move his wife.
他不尊重你，他不听你，他对你不好，你要刚刚去爱他，去改变他。
If the people or the wife do not respect and honor the husband, you have to love her even more.
不是去嫌他，不是去批评他。
It is not to criticize her.
就算他做了错，你也要去包容他。
She may have done something wrong, but you have to be accommodating.
所以当你认识神的爱的时候，会改变你的家庭。如果你有家庭的话，你要珍惜，你用神的爱去珍惜你的家庭。
So when we come to know the love of God and we have a family, we'll know to value this family.
啊，无论是对你的配偶或是对你的儿女也是一样。
Whether it is to be your spouse or to your children.
啊，这种神的爱啊，会改变我们对爱的看法。
The love of God will change our perspective on love.
啊，我们看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse
16. 就新约的以弗所书三章十六节。
Book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 16.
三章十六节，我们一起读。一二三，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。第十七节。
17.
是基督以你们的信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。十八节。
18.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。读圣经的时候，有时候读慢一点，你会特别感动。
Sometimes we read the Bible slowly and we'll be especially moved.
啊，我们怎么样得到力量？
How do we gain strength?
心中的力量怎么可以刚强起来？十六节。
How do we be strengthened?
啊，是靠着神的灵。
It is by the Spirit of God.
那神的灵呢，会让我们了解神的爱。
Because the Spirit of God will help us understand His love.
透过信相信神，神的灵感动，你会得到神的爱。
And through our faith in God and movement of God's love.
有一个小姐。
There was this lady.
她从小的家庭呢，长大的环境不是太好。
She did not grow up with a very good background.
她感觉不到家庭的爱。
And she did not feel the love in her family.
所以成长的过程当中也是有一些反叛的行为啊。
And she went through some rebellious stages as she's growing up.
到了长大呢。
After she's grown up.
啊，她也要建立自己的家庭。
She had her own family.
啊，但是也不是非常的美满。
But it was not fully harmonious.
因为通常缺乏爱的人呢，也不太会怎么去爱人。
Because usually a person who lacks in love will not know how to love others.
再重复一次，如果这个人成长的过程是缺乏爱的，通常他不太会表达爱。
And I'll repeat again, those who grew up without love will not know how to express their love.
那这种人呢，后来有自己的家庭的话呢，也会遇到很大的问题。
And when this person has his own family, then there'll be more problems.
那你没有接受过，你怎么给？你不知道怎么给啊？
Because you didn't grow up with love, you don't know how to give love.
啊，所以这个人呢，他也是心中呢，对爱感觉很缺乏。
And so this lady felt very lacking in the love in her family.
有一次有她被邀请第一次来到教会。
And she was first invited to church.
她没有接触过圣经啊，没有听过道理。
She's never been exposed to the Bible or the truth in the Bible.
但是第一次来到教堂，觉得这个哇，教堂的建筑物很好看。
When she first came to church, she looked at the building and thought, this is very grand.
但是还是有点紧张啊，没来过教会。
And she was very nervous because she's never been to church.
但是还好那天的接待员呢，接待员呢，非常的亲切，笑容可掬，非常的温柔。
And it was a good thing that the usher of that day was very warm and friendly.
所以接待员很重要啊，不是在外面玩手机啊，打瞌睡啊。
So the usher
不是当木头人啊。
The ushers play a very important role to be receptive.
接待员很笑容的、亲切的，哇，欢迎你啊，小姐，你叫什么名字啊？
And the usher warmly welcomed her in and asked her, "What's your name?"
欢迎你来教堂。
And welcome you to our church.
有没有来过啊？
Have you been here?
没有来过没关系，等一下欢迎你进来。
And if you've never been here, that's okay. We'll welcome you to come in.
不晓得怎么样，那个接待员还加一句，记得耶稣爱你啊。
And for some reason, the usher added a phrase, "Remember, Jesus loves you."
小姐听了一开始觉得很奇怪，耶稣爱我。
And the lady thought this is very strange.
我连耶稣是谁我都不认识，耶稣怎么爱我？
And she thought, I don't even know who Jesus is. How can he love me?
但是她听了就很感动。
But she was very touched when she heard this.
这个世界有人爱我。
And she thought, somebody in this world loves me.
那我要了解一下到底是怎么样爱我。
And so I want to understand, how is he loving me?
哦，这个进来聚会啊，那天是晚间聚会而已，不是什么传道讲了很深奥的道理也没有。
And that was just a normal weekday evening service.
唱诗啊，哇，让她很感动。
When they sang hymn, she felt very moved.
那个诗歌的歌词，虽然她不是全部都懂，但是就觉得非常的感动，好像真的有很多爱在里面。
And even though the lyrics of the hymn escapes her, she doesn't understand it, but she felt there was a lot of love.
跪下来祷告，虽然她也不懂得怎么祷告。
And they knelt down to pray, and even though she does not know how to pray.
但是神的爱就好像有感动到她。
But God's love touched her.
聚完会弟兄姐妹也很亲切的跟她交谈。
And after the service ended, brothers and sisters talked to her.
她就决定以后都要来教会。
And so she wanted to continue coming to church.
后来成为基督徒啊。
And became a Christian.
认识了耶稣基督的爱。
She came to know the love of Christ.
所以这个爱是何等的长阔高深啊。
So this love is very broad and long and tall and deep.
神的爱一辈子里都没有办法完全了解。你越信了主越久，你就越体会到主的爱。
And we cannot understand the breadth of it through our whole life. The more we know, the more we understand the love.
真的有时候人啊，你要活得年纪越大了，你对世界的东西就看过了，你就觉得说不过如此而已。
Sometimes as we age and experience more things, we may feel that there's just the same repetitive things in the world.
只有神的爱是不改变的。
But only God's love is different.
他爱你，爱我，爱到为我们死。
That he will love us to the point of death.
这个就是最美的爱情故事。
That is the most beautiful love story.
所以如果你的一辈子要寻找真爱，
So if you're looking for this true love,
不在世界，
It is not in this world.
不在巧克力，不在玫瑰花里面，
It is not in chocolates or roses.
真正的爱是从神来。
This true love comes from God.
最后我们来看约翰一书。
But let's turn to 1 John.
做我们的结论。
It's our conclusion.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰一书第四章第十节。
First John chapter 4, verse 10.
第二三，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。真爱在神里面。
And this is true love, and it is in God.
是牺牲。
It is sacrifice.
唱诗。
It is in him.
332首。
332.